bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we are Monday, the 20th of December, 2021. And it's great that we can wake up every day knowing that we got a high level of expectation and desire with God to live and move and have our being and to be that blessing, to be the lights in this world. Jesus Christ was the light of this world, and his light shone when he was speaking and moving and demonstrating the power of God. And God was just putting some thoughts in my mind today, reminding me of certain scriptures and just that we can really live this great life. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now for the last few years with this COVID stuff and lockdowns and viruses and economy, but we're not moved by those things. These things will always be here in the world, you know, the distractions, the fears, the worry. The world is run on fear through words and through different narratives, but God has given us a living word. And so what came to my mind this morning when I was thinking about all these things was about Jesus. When he spoke, the people said, "What a word is this?" And so I was just reminded of a few records which we're going to briefly look at, and I just wanted to share a few things that was in my heart that as God was inspiring me. Every day's a good day if we want it to be. You know, what day do you want? Do you want your emotions to rule you? Do you want the situations going on around you to direct you and keep you where you are? Or are we going to be living and moving by the Spirit? Because that's what God really has designed us to do. You know, when we received his Spirit, that we're to be led by the Spirit of God. And that when we speak those uttered words from God, those inspired words from God, it really does bring light. The entrance of his word, thy word, brings light and giveth understanding to the simple. God has made this very easy to live. And, you know, sometimes we look at scriptures and we can make things so complicated. But this life that we live is to be an easy-led, spirit-filled life. Yeah, even if circumstances come up. Because we're more than conquerors in every situation if there is challenges. In the meanwhile, as we keep our eyes on God, then we can keep our mind focused, we can keep everything in check and subject to the obedience of Christ. We're to lead every thought captives to the obedience of Christ. But this is what was in my heart today, and I was just thinking of the record that Jesus had just come from his hometown, and then he went into the synagogue where he stood up to read from the book of Isaiah and fulfilled the prophecy that he read. But the people, you know, they rejected him and what he said, and they wanted to throw him off the brow of the hill. But he pushed past them. Like, he just pushed past them. They couldn't touch him. His time wasn't yet. And he just moved on with God. And then from that, he journeyed to Capernaum. It is a city of Galilee where he taught them on the Sabbath day. So let's read Luke chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. And it says, "And he, Jesus, came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." And you can actually read this like that. "And they were amazed at his instruction, for his word was with authority." When Jesus spoke, his words were heavenly words given to him and inspired in him by God. And when he spoke, these people were amazed at his doctrine because it was with authority. You know, like authority of a judge, when they make a sentence on someone or a situation where they're judging, it's a done deal. And it's the same when Jesus spoke. You know, when he spoke what he said, it was a done deal. This was the sentence of what was going to happen, the good side of things. So Jesus' words were with authority, and when he spoke, his words affected everything and people around him. His words were light and powerful and encouraging, bringing God's deliverance to God's people. Jesus brought heaven to earth to the people, showing them the love and willingness of God to heal and to forgive and to restore. And Jesus exercised his God-given authority with words of force, that dynamis that brought deliverance to the people. And when we're speaking by God, we're manifesting that spiritual power with the words. And when people are receiving it, they get deliverance. They get direction. They get encouragement. And Jesus didn't speak or teach like the traditional leaders of his day and time. He spoke the words from God, being inspired and being led by the Spirit of God. Jesus demonstrated what the scriptures he had just read in the synagogue in his hometown, which was this, Luke 4:18-19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And there's another great record I want to read to you, Isaiah 11:1-5, and it says, And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And what a great scripture, what a great prophecy about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it says, And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. And that reminds me of the record of the woman caught in adultery. The law said that such a woman caught in adultery should be stoned. But what did Jesus do? He was of quick understanding. He went to God. He was inspired of God. He that is without sin cast the first stone. God gave him the perfect words, perfect answer. Just like when he was tempted in the wilderness. He gave the perfect words from God, inspired from God, because those words proceed from the mouth of God. So we know Jesus was led and he spoke by the Spirit of God. Acts 10:38 says, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. See, this is the light that come into the world. These things that Jesus done was led by God, and through the authority of his words and inspiration of God, he brought that deliverance. He done the good. He done the healing. He cast out devil spirits. 1 John 3:8 says, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, because of this, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, to break down those works, to completely, utterly get rid of them in people's lives. Then Jesus, Luke 7:22 says, Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, the good news is preached. See, it's through those words that the good news was preached. It was through those words that the deaf heard, and the blind seen, and the lame walked, and the lepers was clean, and the dead raised. And so Jesus' words was with authority. It wasn't his own words, it was words from God. He was the living word, and he was led by the Spirit of God. So Jesus perfectly walked, and when he spoke the heavenly words, great things happen. And it's the same for us. Great things will happen for us. So what happened? The blind eyes were open. The deaf ears were open. The dumb were able to speak again. The lame were able to walk. Withered bodies and body parts restored to wholeness. The crippled walked. Withered hands were made whole. Fevers left people. Devil spirits were cast out. Insane minds were made sane. Storms and winds ceased at his command. Water turned to wine. Food was multiplied. Empty fishing nets were being filled to breaking point. Trees dying backwards. People raised from the dead. Troubled waters of the heart being settled with words that minister peace, hope, and direction. The young child being carried to his burial, raised from the dead. And so much more that Jesus began both to do and teach. And what did Jesus say to his disciples? John 14, we read, verse 10, Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Man, what a word is this? I mean, God has given us the words of life. He's filled us also with his Holy Spirit so that we can live and move and have our being, that we can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. And we need to declare God's words from our mouth, you know, especially over our own lives and into our own lives, into our families. And we shouldn't be afraid of all these things that are in the world, because they are beneath the feet of Jesus Christ, and that means they are beneath your feet. When you look at these situations with your five senses, then it's overwhelming. But when you walk with that spirit man of Christ in you, then they're under your feet. You look down upon them. You see the solutions because God gives them to you. And God says, now you speak to the mountain. You tell it to be removed out of your way. So when you speak with faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you or unto me. When we get caught up in different doctrines of the world, traditions of men, the narratives of the world, then it steals your power in the sense, because your mind is focused on that. You consider those things, but we don't consider the words of the world. We consider the words from God, those words of life. This is the words of life that we've got dwelling in us, in that Spirit of God's in us, and God's energizing words and revealing words to our hearts to speak and to declare. So whatever situation you might be in right now, whether it's a happy one, that's great. Keep speaking those heavenly words. If you're emotionally drained or tired or ill, then speak the words of life from your mouth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. And God wants you greatly encouraged. He wants you walking in power. He wants to lead you like he led his Son, Jesus Christ. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. This is how we rule and reign. We don't pay attention to the narrative of a government or the scientists. Follow the science, they say. No, we follow what God says. And that's what we believe. That's what we go by. Those heavenly words which will never fail. When we speak it with faith, when we keep it in our hearts, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Speak to your problems, speak to your mountains, use the authority that God's given you. You are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. God has given you a great expectation, and God's spoken great heavenly words into your life already. Ephesians 1. First one, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. See, it's always grace and peace from our Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he came. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. All spiritual blessings. The eulogia. God has spoken all these spiritual blessings. When God speaks, it becomes. When we receive that word that God has spoken into our life, it becomes. As we orientate ourselves to God, as we look to God, as we stay moving with God, as we're not looking at the world, not letting it touch us in our heart or in our minds or our emotions. The competition is in the mind. The spiritual competition plays out in the mind. Words, narratives. And that's why we got God's word, which is quick and powerful, living energy. And that word needs to be rich in your heart and coming out of your mouth with faith. Verse 4, according as he, God, has chosen us in him, Christ, before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We are holy and without blame before him in life. We are righteous, justified, sanctified, redeemed. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 6, we're accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption. We've been redeemed through his blood. the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, his favour, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation or administration of the fullness of time he might gather together one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Guys, we got an inheritance, not only to come, but we got an inheritance right now. We're the sons of God. We can move like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we can, and God wants us to move that way. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth. See, this word of truth separates you out from the world. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the day of redemption, of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You got it, baby. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who what? Believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he, God, wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his, Christ's feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Chapter 2. And you, put your name there. If you're born again of God's Spirit, put your name there. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. Before we got born again, we were dead in trespass and sin, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world. We're no longer of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it, because we've been born again. Where in times past you walked that way, according to the courses of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan, who's the god of this world, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our behavior in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even of others. That was our state before we got born again. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we're sat at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We have authority. And the scriptures also say there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made us free from the law and sin and death. So God wants us to be spiritually minded, not carnally minded. When we're spiritually minded, we'd be speaking spirit words of life. When we're carnally minded, we'd be speaking carnally words of death. The carnal mind is an enemy against God, and it's not subject to the law of God, neither can be, it says in the scriptures. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory, and as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we got an inheritance, and God wants us to enjoy this life right now and walk in power. He wants our words to be with a power and authority, words of light, to go into the lives of those sitting in the shadow of death. They come out of that when we speak the powerful gospel concerning God and Jesus Christ, God's great love, where he sent his son into the world, and the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you, he's going to raise you from the dead. So we got no fear. We got eternal life now. Eternal life starts now. and we see through a glass darkly now. In other words, we don't understand everything now, but what we do understand is that we've been commissioned to speak forth the gospel concerning Jesus Christ, to bring people from darkness to light by speaking the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not to live unto ourselves, not to look at our own situations, but to trust God, to give him our heart's desire. In Romans 5:1 it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, this wonderful grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. If things are going on, we keep glorying because we got the victory. Also knowing that tribulation work of patience, and patience experience, and experience hope expectation. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given to us. So God is working in you. God has given you that Holy Spirit to exert his power, his authority, his love, his compassion to the world. To manifest light, we need to open our mouths. We need to expect from God. We need to open our mouth, talk into our own situations, say what we want, not what we see. And then we speak the words of life to others. We give encouragement. So if you're discouraged today, take these words, what I'm saying, and you begin to declare the heavenly words into your life. Those great and precious promises of God which are yours, which are yes in Christ and amen. Yes and yes. And God will be to you what you need him to be. So lift up your heart, lift up your eyes and look unto God. And open your mouth and give every burden, every problem to God and expect him to go to work. Because when you do, he goes to work. And in Ephesians 3:20, God says that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. So yeah, you have authority of words, guys, and that's what I wanted to share. That's what God put in my heart. What a word is this? You can't get words like this from the world. The world promises you stuff which it can never fulfill, and they only give you fear. But God gives you faith. He gives you light. He gives you life. So that's what I want to share. God bless you.